Rolf, just got a question about when you came off a pretty long layoff from October, and you had quick success in Australia and then more success this year. I'm wondering if it changed your thinking at all about how much match play you need coming into tournaments, you know, if maybe rest is more important than you used to think.
No, it's completely different. When you stop for injury at the in the middle of the season than when you stop at the end of the season, you know, because when you start a new season, for everybody it's a little bit new, no? Everybody's coming with a rhythm. So when you have to when you have an injury in the middle of the season, then it's much more difficult, no? So the comebacks after injuries are much easier if you come back in January, in my opinion, no? Because then everybody starts a little bit from zero, no? So when you have an injury, for example, now and you come back in 2 months, the players keep playing, stays on rhythm, so it's much more difficult to be back and have success quick. No, it's not impossible, but very difficult, no? And in my opinion, it's important to have matches to have success. It's obviously it's possible to have success without having matches if you have the right time for prepare. The problem when you have injuries normally is when you have injuries in the middle of the season is you have injury, you get healthy, and then you want to play. You know, you don't take 2 months to practice and then start to compete again because you don't have that time. If you get injured at the end of the season, then you have that time. So it's a different story, in my opinion.
Rafa, congratulations on your first victory in this year's tournament.
Thank you.
What do you take away from this first match that you'd like to bring to your second round match? Obviously, you don't know who your opponent is yet, but what areas for improvement do you see in yourself as you move into the second round?
Oh, for me, it's important to serve a little bit better than what I did today. I think I don't know the percentage, but I feel that some moments I was not serving that well. No, then the rest of the things I'm happy with. No, I know it was not easy today to play against the backhand of Benoit because he has a great backhand, so it's a little bit mentally, it's a little bit strange because the natural shot is crossed. So then against him, sometimes it's not the ideal shot. No, so it's a little bit different match. Next match is against Robin Haase. He's a player that I know very well and he know me very well. Dangerous opponent. He hit the ball very hard, so I need to be very focused with the serve because on the return can be tough, and then play solid and try to be ready for play a tough match.
Hello. Security measures are tough second year in a row. Does it affect you as a player? Does it bother you? And can you tell me something about that subject? Thank you.
The security, what about around the I think it's great that we have that security. No, it's not. I don't want to say anything about that things, but the world today is a little bit crazy, so it's better to have the security. No, I am not a person that loves to be around security. I always went without anything all around the world, so. Yeah, I am free to say that because I never take it. I am a very normal person, but in a big event like this, it's important to have the right measures of security to for everybody, for the crowd, for the players, for everybody wants to be safe.
Rafa, you've spoken many times on how tough it is to have match after match, tournament after tournament, then it's sort of season after season. Does the circuit, sometimes, I won't say does it get tedious, but I won't say does it get boring, but does it ever get tedious or hard? Do you have to have a sense of imagination sometimes? Do you have to restart sometimes?
No. I feel that I'm a very lucky person to do what I'm doing. So, for me, it's not hard in terms of. Yeah, in terms of physical issue, it's hard sometimes, yes, but I understand that the word hard is other things in the world, that they are other works and other things that happen in the world are hard. What we are doing at the end of the day is we are doing a sport, and we have a great tour, very well organized, and we should be very happy about the things that we have. Then when you play a lot of matches, you get tired, but as all the human persons, but that's all. It's not a big issue. I don't get boring at all, of course. And as I said before, I feel always excited to do what I did and to have the chance that almost with 31 years old, still being all around the world playing the tour.
Rafa, hi. I'd like to know your opinion about the seeding system. On Wimbledon, on grass, they change the rankings because of the somebody is more specialist on grass, and they change the ATP ranking. What about the clay? You are considered the favorite number one here, but you are seeded number four, which somehow is a disadvantage for somebody else, maybe. Do you think there should be a special seeding ranking for the clay court, which is a short season, like grass almost?
It's a controversial thing because when you are four in the world, it's because you deserve to be four in the world. When you are first, you deserve to be first. And when you are 33, you are 33 and you are not seeded. So even if you are a great clay court player. So then, it's true that sometimes the only thing that I concern is when somebody gets injured, you know? When somebody gets injured, for example, Del Potro, that sometimes, he gets a tough injury and he came back as number 700 in the world. Maybe that can be an exception and he can be seeded because his level is is like one of seeded, no? But if you don't get injury, in my opinion, is about the protected ranking, maybe should be protected to be seeded too. But for the rest of the things, I think is a controversial thing and is about an opinion of a few people. So the real thing is when you are in the hands of the opinion of other people, you know, nothing is 100% clear. So the numbers are the numbers. And tennis is a fair sport and it's easy to understand. When you are number one, it's because you deserve to be number one. And when you are number 50, it's because you deserve to be number 50. That's all.
Rafa, have you surpassed your own expectations of how well you're playing right now? Did you anticipate playing this well at this stage of the season?
I don't anticipate anything. I just try to do my thing. I try to work the right way, as I did all my career. Sometimes the things works well, sometimes the things don't work that well. And that's part of this world, that's part of life in general, and especially the sport. So you need to be ready to accept good and not that good moments. And life continues. With good moments, life continues. With bad moments, life continues too. No? So with good moments, life really don't change much. And with bad moments, either. No? So important thing is know that and just keep doing your thing and knowing that every week is a different week. You have another opportunity. It's obvious that there is a couple of tournaments of the year that makes a little bit of difference. But I tell you one thing, no, I won here 9 times, and every year that I won, I was unbelievable happy, but every year that I come back, I was unbelievable nervous. So life change? No. The things are repeating every time. So that's important to know that nothing happens at the end of the day.